Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Unfiltered Conversations. I am your host V, and I am here with my girl. I had to bring her back because y'all loved her so much.
It's too good, too good.
It was too good. The previous conversation, we had to have her back. I'm here with Erin.
Hey everyone.
So on today's conversation, will be talking about my way or the highway. And the reason I thought about this conversation, is because the other day I was thinking about, randomly I have thoughts of or flashbacks in my head about past the situations or scenarios or anything like that. So I was thinking about my high school life and my rebel phase. And I was just like, girl, when I look back and I see the things that I did, I was like, was it even worth it? Like, why? But obviously every phase of life, like, it has its own lessons.
Yeah.
So I am grateful for the lessons that came with that.
Yeah.
But have you ever, like, have you had a rebel phase?
Girl, yes.
Okay, because you never know. Some people are, like, too good.
I think, like, it depends what your rebel phase is. You know, like, for me, my first and second year of college, hey banna, who was that girl? But I know that that girl had to have her moment for me to be who I am right now. But
I'ma need some tea because we cannot talk without some tea. So what can you give me a situation maybe where I'm not limiting you to this, but where your parents might have told you not to do something and you didn't listen, and then you did it anyway because they don't understand. They were not.
It's not a phase, mom.
It's not a phase. This is who I am. But have you ever experienced that? And then also later on, you were like, regretted your parents were right. Have you ever experienced that kind of situation?
I think, like, growing up, I was quite chill. Like, I kind of want to say, like, you know when your parents are like, oh my word, like, why isn't your room clean? And I'm like, mom, like, trust me.
Yeah, it's my room anyway.
There's a whole bunch of things that I could be doing, but I'm not.
Yeah. People my age are doing some stuff. I'm the good out of the kind.
Oh my word, I think, ooh, I can't say that actually. In grade 9.
Mm-hmm.
My parents don't even know this.
Oh,
this
is going to be. Now you're putting her on the interweb.
In grade 9, I remember, like, me and my friends, we were invited to go to a house party.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents were both overseas.
Mm.
So my friend told her mom that she
is going to your house.
Yeah. And I told my parents I would go to her house. Not us Ubering all the way to Springs. And, like, Springs and, like, my hometown is, like, quite far from each other.
Mm.
But, like, we're Ubering all the way there. And we're like, okay, I bet y'all, house party. And we Ubered back from Springs.
Oh, God.
And my parents do not know. They know now.
Oh, my gosh. But do you have any regrets? Or you were like, after that, you were like, oh, we had a time last night.
I think my regret would be that I didn't. I'm kidding. I was like, that I didn't do it sooner. I'm kidding.
Oh, wow.
I think I would say my regrets would be that not being vigilant about the danger of, like, what I was doing with my time. Because, like, we were, like, three girls aged, I think, like, 14 to 15.
In South Africa.
Yeah. Ubering at, like, 6 p.m. and then again at, like, 10 p.m., 11-ish p.m. And I'm like, oh, my word.
Anything could have happened.
And I wouldn't have been able to tell my parents.
How do you explain?
Because, I mean, her mom's care. She told her mom that she's in my parents' care. And we're both like, if something happens, who do we look to?
Exactly.
We can only look at ourselves. So, yeah, exactly. That's my old tea.
Mine is my matric year. We actually touched on this conversation. We spoke about this off camera. I was with someone, right, in matric. And so this person was my friend at first, and then we were together. And then I remember at some point, like, he would, like, do stuff for me, like, order food for me and have it delivered. Like, but there was a vibe in the house that this girl is dating someone, right?
Yeah.
Versus now, my parents are like, it is what it is. Like, they know. It's obvious. Yeah. Some, they drop me off at dates and that kind of stuff. So, but then it was very different.
Yeah.
And so they're like, one time, because I was rebelling even at that time, they called me for a meeting of everything, like, to address everything. Oh,
everything all at once.
Yeah. So they were talking about, what have I been doing, misbehaving, me rebelling, that kind of thing, right? And then finally at the end of it all, and at that time I had some big kahunas. Like, I was, like, standing on business. Like, this is me, take it or leave it. I don't care.
It's not a phase, mom.
Yes, it's not a phase. I was like, even spoke about, I'm getting a tattoo. Like, no one's going to tell me anything. And they're like, huh? Child, what? And I was like, you can't tell me anything. So then my dad finally asks me and he's like, do you have a boyfriend? And I'm like, this could go two ways. I could lie. Or I could just be like, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm tired of lying.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Give me truth real quick. Give me truth.
I mean, I don't like lying anyway.
Yeah.
So I was like, in the past I would have lied or hidden it or whatever. But I was like, this lying thing is just a lot of work. Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to just say it. And I'm like, yeah, I do. And they're like, huh? I think my parents couldn't even believe and process.
Was that, like, your first time when, like, you openly, like...
Yes, admit.
Oh.
It's like...
Yeah.
Who's this? Yeah. Right? So they were, like, taken aback. And they were like, wait, girl, what? And I was like, yeah, I do. And then my mom's like, is that why you're getting deliveries every other day? And I'm like,
oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
That is. My dad was like, why do you have a boyfriend? And I said, because we like each other. And then he was like, do you think he's serious about you? And I was like, because I didn't want to admit to him that I'm wrong and or I'm not sure. So I said, he is serious about me.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you think this guy has good intentions with you? And I was like, yeah. Now, granted, the guy was not a terrible guy. Things didn't work out. Yeah. However, after we ended, our relationship didn't last longer than 3 months.
Wow.
But after we ended, a couple of months later, I was just like, what was I doing?
Yeah.
I should have listened to my parents because I don't think it was worth it. Like, I should have remained friends with that person.
I think, like, even, like, your dad asked such an important question. Like, why are you dating?
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't have a valid reason why I was, like, doing it.
I mean, like, obviously, like, you can say, oh, because I like we like each other.
Mm.
But you can like each other as friends.
Mm.
Why...
Why does it have to be dating, right? Which is another conversation. But for me, at that time, I do think right now I'm not in the space where personally I would date with no reason, right? But at that time, I was in that space. And that's what I regret after months. Not the fact that I dated in high school. Because there is a lot of people who get married from dating their high school sweethearts. I know that there's a couple that we went to high school with who recently got married.
Same. And I'm so happy for them.
I'm happy for them. Word. But I'm just saying, like, it's not something that is impossible.
Yeah.
But it is a slim chance that it might work out because people change and they outgrow each other and that kind of thing, right? So I think I don't regret me dating that person, but more of I regret dating in high school because I personally didn't have a valid reason why I was doing it other than, this person is attractive. I'm attractive. Why not?
Yeah.
You know? But... because I wanted to highlight on the fact that it is absolutely normal for us to want to do things that we want. Like, because we are human beings, right? Yeah. We have a certain... this is how I like to word it, but we have a control freak spectrum.
Yeah.
Everyone is on a different place in the spectrum, right? Some have more control freak tendencies. I'm one of them. God is still working on it.
Yeah.
So it's very normal for us to want to do whatever we want with our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, it is your life, even though it is God's life.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you
even
mean.
Even though
you
God mean. Borrowed you this life, it is yours. And
we're
you
all living on, like, borrowed time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for me, I understand that it's completely normal.
Yeah. Right?
And I do think God understands that it's completely normal.
Yeah.
Because we are always wrestling with flesh, our flesh, And that doesn't always mean, what example can I use?
Like, it's a bad thing.
Yes,
I think like us having free will kind of shows that like God understands, but like obviously depending what we do with it. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm going to act crazy, y'all, consequences will follow my actions. Yes. And I'm like, yes.
So
it kind of exists.
I think also the other thing that I also realized in having my way and wanting to do things my way is that, and understanding God's posture on that, we'll get deeper into that. But I do think the same way we try and rebel from our parents as teenagers is the same way we rebel with God. Right?
And we play in his face.
Yes.
I said what I said, y'all.
At certain, I think in everyone's Christian journey, there is a point where you choose to rebel. Even though you know the truth, you choose to rebel. Some people, they do have that phase more than once, right? Yeah. I think I've had it more than once.
Same.
Yeah, I definitely had it more than once. So, but I think that brings me to the point of understanding who God is, right? Beyond... Because I think when I was a teenager, I used to see God as this being that just sets rules and regulations and no one can question him on it.
Yeah.
And we just have to do it. Mm. And that bugged me so much. And I think that is part of the reason why I just didn't want to hear it. Like, because I was like, why are you telling me what to do?
Yeah.
Right.
And then God's like, I give you all of these like parameters to move in freedom, but also like, not everything you can do is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So since we're getting, you flew past another thing that I wanted to talk about. I did want to speak about that, but I just wanted to ask you, because God challenged me about looking at him differently from a being that sets rules and regulations, and see his heart posture and who God is.
Yeah.
As a father.
Yeah.
Because I realized that the same way my parents didn't want certain things for me at certain times, because maybe in high school they didn't want me to experience heartbreak so that I can lose focus on what I need to do, like focusing on my books in matric, like it's a critical year, right?
Mm.
If this boy breaks my heart, I might be immature and not be able to handle it. So it's the same with God, like, he wanted me to look into who he is as a father.
Yeah.
So what do you think, to you personally, and what God has spoken to you in the past about, what do you think God's character is like? Or what do you think about, his character traits? What do you think?
Yo, I think a big thing is, like, I kind of want to say acknowledging him in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, sometimes growing up, you're like, oh, my word, like the New Testament God and the Old Testament God. Ugh. And I'm like, yo, they are the same God. Like,
someone, sorry to cut you off, like, but I saw this this funny video or skit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then somebody commented, and so they were basically saying God in the Old Testament was like, you're doing this.
Yeah.
You die. You're doing this.
Yeah.
I'm taking everything from you. You doing this? I'm doing this. So people were like, someone commented, which made me laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's like a topic in conversation now. But someone was like, Jesus taught God gentle parenting. And I was just laughing because I was like, wait a minute. Because when you look at the Old Testament, which is before Christ, in the New Testament. So that just made me laugh. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
I think like a big thing for me is like acknowledging just like, like when Christ says he comes to like fulfill the law, you know, and I'm kind of like, okay, Jesus, I need to understand that prospect of everything. And for me, in how it came to view God was, I need to also view him from that perspective, you know, like there's no one who is just one dimensional, you know, God included. I mean, literally, like God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
But I think like knowing that there's so much more to him, and actually being open to learn and experience that. So that would be like, obviously like his love, his grace, his peace, his kindness, his gentleness, but also being like, he is just, You know, he is the king. He is sovereign. He reigns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And having that thing about, okay, how can I expect to... I kind of want to say, like, how can I, me personally, get mad at people when they view me as one dimensional?
Mm.
But I... Like, but I don't give them the opportunity to see me as more.
Mm.
Or, like, they don't make the case to see me for, like, my various sides.
Mm.
You know, so that's kind of, like, how I've been viewing God, is getting to know him as more than just God.
Mm.
You know, like, God the Father. Getting to know him as, like, a first love, a friend, all of these things.
Mm.
And, yeah, man, what a journey! What a journey!
I think you've said a lot of the things that I personally saw in God's character by reading his word, which is, like, he's loving, he is kind, he is just. Yeah. And I think the justness of him is for our good.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Because he knows everything.
Yeah.
So, just knowing that he also is a merciful God and he is gracious, just like how your parents are, as much as they might be mad at you for not listening to them, they still, it's not like they push you away because of that, right?
Yeah.
In fact, in those moments, they want to bring you closer so that they can teach you, so that you don't make the same mistakes or you don't go into the wrong path, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, every person's... it's like subjective to everyone.
Yeah.
But, And another verse that reminded me of who God is and his characteristics was Exodus 34, verse 5 to 6. It says, "The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord."
Mm.
Hold on. I should have probably gotten the other verses before, but the thing that stood out for me is God is merciful and gracious. Mm. He's slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
Yeah.
And I think that gave me so much clarity in understanding that God is more than just don't do this and don't do that.
Definitely.
And even in the don't do this and don't do that, there is reasons.
Yeah.
And when you maybe look into his word more, you understand why maybe he has reasons for saying that, we shouldn't do certain things, you know? So why do you think we need to trust God's will?
Yo. I think for me, I personally, I know myself.
Mm-hmm.
good start already. Like, I know myself in terms of, like, I, like, have, like, tendencies just to act out of pure emotion. We had a chat before this off camera, and I was like, and then this happened. I was like, oh my word.
Yeah.
And I think the cool thing is that God does not do that.
Mm.
He doesn't act just out of, like, pure emotion, like, oh, this happened, duh. So I can kind of be like, knowing that he remains, like, yesterday, today, and forevermore the same. And that actually gives me so much, like, security when I move, you know. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, we dala, we move, we go, out of my own emotionalist state.
Yeah.
But what I found is, like, for me, in, like, my day-to-day life, not even, like long-term when I die, when I'm unalive. but, like, in my day-to-day life, you know, just being, like, knowing that the way he does stuff is, it's just, like, better, you know. And I will gain more clarity from it. Mm. And yeah, man, I like to move with a sense of security rather than this impending feeling of, what am I doing with my life?
But is it a sense, is it still a sense of security if you don't know, like, what could happen?
Hey, but no. Q Aaron 2019.
We're going back. Flashback.
We're taking it back in time. Y'all, when I tell you. Y'all, when I tell you. Yo, 2019, I remember, I think I told you this. I was like, Lord, I want to be in the industry. I want to be in the industry. Mm-hmm. I would send out emails to agencies. Not actually, like, giving them, like, concrete stuff to work with. Just being like, hi, I am Erin. I want to be an actress. Nah, 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 nah. And then, you know, I got an opportunity to go overseas for this, like, talent convention thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout that entire process of being like, do I actually do this with my life? Mm. What's the goal that I want to? I mean, like, I'm like 14, 14, 15-ish, being like, what do I do with my life? But I know this is what I am going to do with my life. The logistics of getting there, y'all don't ask me anything. But I think definitely in that whole thing about my way and the highway and also being like, ain't no way.
It's not happening.
It's not happening, but things are happening, is just continuously moving in the direction that I was told to move in, you know? Like a GPS, y'all. If the GPS does not say turn left or turn right, you just keep on going straight.